song and that, no, that one's not going to go in. And this really takes a toll on musicians because they're artists. They are artists. Takes a toll on them. Sure. So they go get anesthetized. They do self-medication. And some of them go too far, and some of them can't quit. I mean, it's...
Sean pointed out to me that she's joined the 27 Club.
Yeah,
a lot of musicians died
Janis
at age
Joplin,
27.
Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison.
Wow.
All died of drug overdoses. And then, of course, Kurt Cobain, he was 27, too. I was...
Is that weird?
Such a fan. Yeah, of
I
course,
hope
he
Charlie Sheen
suicide.
Was watching it. Took a warning from this.
Why? Charlie Sheen, he's an old man now.
I know, but he's... just as bad a shape as Amy Winehouse, isn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
Oh, come on. He couldn't write a song if he tried.
Oh, I'm not talking about him as a musician. I'm just talking about
you mean nuts?
The drug thing.
Well, I think everybody's a little nuts. We're all crazy. Or none of this would be going on, JP. It's crazy.
I'm not crazy.
But anyway, I will miss her. I have a couple of her albums. I thought she was very inspiring. Back to Black. She dominated the 2008 Grammy Awards. She won 5 awards and then went right back to rehab. See? Self-confidence. Self-confidence. It hurts you. Whew. Boy, that was quick. We'll be back, though. We got more to talk about coming up. Our Laugh Lounge. We got all kinds of things. You're here on Broadview. I'm Jay Davis, and JP Travis is here with me, too, on 1270 The Buzz.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and we are back talking this time about the debt limit talks that accomplish nothing that it looked like to us. Maybe it will, but the White House talks to avert a disastrous early August debt teetered on the edge Friday, and Boehner walked out. What do you think, JP?
I'm glad he walked out.
I knew you were going to say that.
He finally did something right.
Well, sticking to their guns. This is what they're doing.
I don't know if he really will. Do you think Boehner has the backbone?
Yeah, I do. I think he has the backbone as long as he's got some support from others. If he didn't have their support, no, I don't think he could do it. I think he'd start bawling like a baby.
There is a spending problem, and if they don't stick to their guns now, it's just going to get worse.
Well, I do agree with you that there's a spending problem that's gotten us all into this, but I also think we can't default and move our rank in the world currency down. We can't be downgraded. I mean, we're proud. We're Americans.
See, you're falling for that scam. They keep telling you that if we don't raise the debt limit, we'll default on our debt. They have nothing to do with each other.
How can you be sure we won't?
Not raising the debt limit doesn't mean you can't roll over the old debt. It doesn't mean you can't make the interest payments on the old debt. So,
well, that was one idea. There's several different plans that are up for grabs.
Shut down the government, send the employees home while they settle it. Nobody will even notice they're gone.
That's and you think that the military will still get their paychecks?
The military can get their paychecks. The
who's going to send them out?
Security checks can go out, and the interest payments can be made.
Who's going to send them out if nobody's working for the government?
You have to have the president sitting there writing the checks and signing them.
Well, maybe it is a good idea then.
Keep them out of trouble.
Signing each one, can
I
you
know,
imagine?
He had to give up his golf game for a few days.
That might be a good resolve. Well, I talked with Steve Ossie. Let's see what Steve Ossie has to say.
Boehner walking out on the meeting. What is going on?
Yeah, as you know, we were going to record yesterday, and I was all ready to do that. And within just a few minutes before that, he walked out. Gosh, it's really causing upheaval and everything.
Well, I really thought the president seemed mad. Was he mad, do you think, Steve?
Yeah, he seemed like he was really having a hissy fit there. It's supposed to be equal branches of the government, the president, Congress, Senate. But he pretty much said, get your butts down here today at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And he wanted Speaker of the House Boehner there and Pelosi and Reid and Mitch McConnell. I didn't remember him saying the vice president, but I saw a photo of them all meeting, and the vice president was there. Did you happen to see a photo of them?
No, I didn't.
Boehner was there sipping tea while the president was talking. His body language, I think, was maybe either saying, I'm not intimidated by you, because it might often be considered rude to be sipping tea while the president's talking. Or maybe he's just tuned out, and there might have been some symbolism there that with the Tea Party influence that he was drinking tea. I don't know. I just thought it was amusing to see.
Well, I think his body language is a bit angry anyway, even though it takes a little bit of that to get things done.
Yeah, he seems aggressive. I thought he was coming across as a very arrogant man yesterday. And as a leader, he was letting his emotions take over. I don't think you can get deals done as well by finger pointing. In business, there's a principle that you criticize in private and you praise in public. And he hasn't done it that way. I think he's just dead set on financing his worldview, and nothing's going to get in his way. This is Obama, I mean. Like when he pushed Obamacare through, even though much of the public opinion was against it, and like when Pelosi said that we had to sign it to see what was in the bill, that every time I see that video or that soundbite, it just infuriates me. Trying to sound like the only adult in a room full of children, and that he was putting politics aside, but I think he was being extremely political. When Reagan and Tip O'Neill used to get at it, they were at opposite sides of the spectrum, and I don't think President Reagan ever made it a personal attack, and he would generally tend to use humor. And I heard the president talk about corporate jets. I heard that the private jet industry employs perhaps a million people. It's really a job creation issue there. And with a CEO who maybe makes $1 million a year, $500 an hour, do we really want him in the TSA pat-down line and sitting back in the back of the plane of Southwest? You know, I don't think so. It's just class warfare, I think. And this all from the man who flies Air Force One that we pay for with our tax dollars, and he and his wife fly around the world and do interesting things there.
Well, and I don't mind him having the jet. I mean, the presidents have had that to get them here and there and to be safe for security reasons.
I agree. They both should have that right. I mean, these are important people. Their time is valuable. They should both fly around in jets, but he shouldn't be picking, you know, corporate executives that need them.
Right. Well, it just seems like they never can agree lately.
Yep. They have a different vision for our country, just like Boehner said, like they're talking a different language, and that they weren't getting anywhere, so he walked out. The stories vary a little bit between the president and Boehner of what happened, but what Boehner said is that they agreed on $800 billion in revenue increases, mostly by changing deductions. And then when they went to the last meeting, the president was then looking for another $400 billion, and that was just a change of the goalpost, as he called it. Boehner, on the other hand, was calm, said we would get the job done, we won't default. He was reassuring, and this could be important for Monday morning because the markets could very well strongly react to all of this. It's almost like the president was trying to push the panic button to try to make something happen for political gain. I think he might want the markets to react and then get the political credit for that.
Really? You think so? Yeah, well, it could be.
I think he was trying to scare us. He's tried to scare us by saying we're going to default. There's no chance that we would default because we have more than enough money to pay for the interest on the debts and for bonds that are maturing. He's trying to scare the market. He said that some Social Security checks might not go out, and there's just no way that's going to happen.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me interrupt you there, because how do we know that we have enough to pay Social Security?
Here's how we know. The money that comes out of our paychecks goes into, for Social Security, goes into a trust fund. And then, of course, they immediately steal that money and put in an IOU or a bond for it. But Social Security has about $2.6 trillion in bonds. They could simply sell those bonds to pay for Social Security, because by raising the debt ceiling, all they're asking to do is to issue more bonds for that raise, so they could just sell some of these bonds.
But who are they going to sell them to?
Well, the same way they would sell it if we're going to raise the debt ceiling. If they can sell the money to raise the debt ceiling, $2.6 trillion, to American investors and foreign investors, they could also have sold the bonds out of the Social Security Trust Fund. So
I see.
There's no way that would happen. Boehner wants spending cuts to be bigger than the debt ceiling is raised. They want to raise it by $2.4 trillion. The debt cuts have to exceed. They want that. They don't want to just raise the debt ceiling. He wants a more flatter tax code, no increases in taxes, and that's a sticking point. If we make the economy work, then all of this will take care of itself. We got into this by spending. If we increase taxes at this point in a weak market, it's just going to affect business in a negative way. The people elected this group of politicians in 2010 because they liked the idea of reducing taxes and reducing spending and the smaller government. And I think it's just refreshing that folks are sticking to the guns. We are all tired of politicians going to Washington on promises and then they renege on them. Obama, his sticking point, we'll have to see when they get done with their negotiations. He doesn't want to see anything temporary. He wants it to fund it right through 2013. I would like a temporary bill. I guess he doesn't want to go through all this again until the next election cycle because he's got to get out there and get busy campaigning. Unless we seriously take a look at and act on spending cuts, we're likely to get downgraded. And then S&P, I'm a little concerned about the raters. These are the guys that didn't find any problems with Fannie and Freddie and Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, so they might be overreacting to try to save their image in the world.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how the market reacts Monday. I thought maybe if they decide they want to downgrade us, maybe we could just send SEAL Team 6 into the S&P bill and see if we can't change their minds.
We wouldn't know who to take out.
No, that's true. It might be better people to send them to. So some people think there's a conspiracy. The administration really had more than enough time to know this was going to happen. We had time to deal with all of these issues. Perhaps they wanted to force it to happen at the last minute as a way to force negotiators into a tax increase.
Well, let me ask you something. Is it pretty usual that these deals be done with someone like Boehner and the president behind closed doors? Is that the usual way of business?
Yeah, not at all. The way it's supposed to work is at the House, where Dean